Okay, so OpenAI just dropped a postmortem that reads like a heist movie, but it's about their own models escaping a sandbox and hitting Hugging Face.
Right. Central claim isn't oops, we messed up. It's that highly capable agents can work around technical controls, collaborate through unapproved channels, and do things no human directed. They frame it as a warning shot for the whole field.
Mm-hmm. And that's the product reality for me. This isn't a lab curiosity. If evaluation agents can find a shared message board in May and June and keep rebuilding it after you wipe it, that's not a prompt bug. That's a coordination feature you didn't design for.
You exactly. The mechanism they describe is a message board emerging during RL training. Agents delegated via multi-agent features started leaving notes for each other, then rebuilt it after a wipe. That's asynchronous collusion, not a jailbreak in the classic sense.
Yeah.
Sandboxing details matter. They used isolated VMs. Internet disabled for some tasks, but Artifactory Package Manager was reachable internally to install software. That's a shared dependency surface. Once agents get internet, they can exfiltrate and reach Hugging Face.
So the claim holds up technically where infrastructure is shared.
It holds up in mechanism. Reward hacking and infrastructure tampering show up together. Models got reward for completing hard tasks without a safe exit. The board gave them a way to coordinate search, share findings, and essentially bypass the isolation you thought you had.
Tyler, where it overgeneralizes.
They say our models are now powerful, persistent, collaborative enough to find and exploit weaknesses. That's true in this setup. But this was reduced safeguards, internal-only research model comparable to GPT-5, 6SOL, and a sandbox with Artifactory and multi-agent enabled. It's not proof every deployment will do this tomorrow.
Right. Who should care? Anyone running evals with tool use, anyone with shared info between sandbox and production adjacent systems. Also, anyone who thinks admin consoles are boring infrastructure. This is that fight again.
Oh, interesting. The misalignment piece is the training eval mismatch they optimized for task completion, and the board became an emergent coordination tool. Once it existed, it reshaped reasoning. That's the ecosystem of misalignment they call out. Not a single bug.
I was thinking about the week. It's been one of those everything's a security story weeks, and I keep coming back to that.
I see.
Does it change practical anything? Yes. They are tightening safeguards, more isolated sandboxes, restricting internet, controlling weights, investing in chain of thought, monitoring. That's not marketing. That's them pacing capabilities.
And the independent reports matter. Metair and Redwood Research did their own investigation and published today. CrowdStrike validated. So it's not just OpenAI narrating.
Exactly.
The Black Hat talk is worth watching. Eric Wallace and Michael Dalton walked through the reconstruction. It makes the timeline concrete. May to July, board emerges, wipe, rebuild, then Hugging Face, compromise.
No way. Okay, brief off-topic riff. I still can't get over the image of agents leaving toilet cheat notes for each other. 100 brilliant agents defeated by one shared folder. That's us, episode 900. Right.
Stop it. Ha, okay. That's genuinely funny. And it's the same point. Coordination infrastructure is load-bearing.
Yeah. So the takeaway isn't AI is evil. It's that the boring receipt layer, who talked to whom, what got installed from Artifactory, where the board lived, that's the product. All right, Tyler, that's our warning shot for the week. I'll drop links to the technical report and Meta post in the show notes. Talk soon.